And I've been here since 11:30.
Okay, honestly, that's a really long time. I'm so sorry for that.
No, I just, that's my own fault, not changing the time in my
We went to the liquor store and went to the grocery store.
We did.
And there was a weird guy at the grocery store. Was there? No, that wasn't the grocery store.
I'm not sure which one you're talking about.
It's the liquor store.
I love these glasses. I think I'm going to buy these in clear.
I think they're cute.
Aren't they rose? Are they rose?
There was, no, I just say that's pink. Rose is a little bit different. I don't know. Maybe it is rose. No, the guy at the grocery store looked like your dad, and you were freaking out.
That's Yeah, he looked, but he wasn't as cool as my dad. But he wasn't. He would.
He was a mix between like your dad and the guy from my best friend's wedding. Who? What actor is that?
Hugh Grant?
No.
My best friend's wedding. Who's in there?
Julia Roberts, like Mc. Is it a McDermott or a Dermot? He has like a cleft lip. Kind of cute.
Joaquin Phoenix.
No.
God. That's the only cleft lip I know about, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you guys don't know who this is.
My best friend.
I know exactly who you're talking about. He's so fucking sexy.
He is very sexy, and he's on Friends, too.
Yep.
Dermot Mulroney.
Can I see a picture of him to see if I'm on the same page?
Yes, hold on.
My mom used to have that VHS, and I watched it all the time when I was little.
Does Dermot Mulroney have a... cleft lip?
Yes.
Palate?
Yep. Now that you say that, absolutely.
He does?
I think that he does.
I thought it was just like an Elvis thing he did.
Oh.
Maybe I'm completely wrong.
How you doing? What do you think now that you're looking at it?
I thought he did.
But this guy reminded me of my dad, but he...
He is so sexy, yeah. Bro. I'm like really into old guys.
He had bad sneakers on, though, and a shitty sweatshirt, and I thought my dad would not be wearing that.
He would never.
He would never wear that. He would wear
Maybe it is, like just the way he holds his mouth.
Are you doing?
I thought he kind of had one, though.
Wasn't he in, like, Dermot Mulroney? What movies was...
What's my he bad. Look like now?
He... Oh, that's a good question. I thought he was on television.
Wasn't he in that Old West movie with Emilio Estevez?
I don't know.
Young Guns? Anything? You're all wrapped up Stranger Things Part 2. No one can talk to you about anything but that.
Nothing else matters. That's why.
You know who I didn't know was in that, and he was in it last year, or Stranger Things 1, whenever that was. A couple years ago? How long ago was that?
Last year.
The guy who does the...
2 years. Was it 2 years ago?
I think it might have been 2 years.
Because I think I worked at Yellow Pages and I hated my life.
Oh, yeah. He does the Domino's pizza commercial and does the Ferris Bueller.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's still hot.
He's so sexy. Boy, you can get my digits. Give me a call. Who's in it now?
How about a cool... The kid who plays the Domino's pizza commercial that looks like Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Steve Harrington? I just know Could his be. Character
He's
name.
Like a super boyfriend in Stranger Things,
yes.
too.
Yes, and him. He's got okay. the hair.
Got the big hair. Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, he kind of looks like Andrew Garfield. Yeah,
a little bit. Or is that how you say that? Or is it Yon? Yeah, Andrew Garfield. You're right.
Spider-Man, right? Is that who I'm thinking of?
One
like
of
the they have like kind of a low-key resemblance.
How many Spider-Men are there right now?
Like 1,000. And I don't watch any of the new ones because I only watch Tobey Maguire Spider-Mans.
There's Tobey Maguire. There's the latest one. I
Andrew.
Don't know his name. No. There's a different one from there. It's Spider-Man in high school now. That's the latest
Excuse
one.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Andrew Garfield is done. Gone. Out of here.
I don't know anything about any of this.
The latest Spider-Man is not Andrew Garfield.
Had no idea. Have you seen Thor?
I have not seen Thor, but I call it Down at Ragnarok.
What's it called?
Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
But it sounds like Fraggle Rock to me.
I always think of Trafalgar. Raggle fart.
Excuse me?
That's a city in Indiana.
Trafalgar Indiana. Is a place in Indiana, but and if you spell it backwards, it's raggle fart.
I hate you both.
Raggle fart. Let's do this. Well, if that wasn't an intro, I don't know what was. When it comes to this, give me a kiss. Light show. Wow, it really got dark quick, didn't it? Should we turn the overhead lights on? Or is this,
I'm
like
okay.
This?
I'm
like
great.
This? You guys are drunk from your...
Light some candles.
big bus passing the blues and something. Looks like the Bill Murray. Where's Beyonce? Is Beyonce at home? Better be. That candle was $58.
No, those are just the candles in your kitchen.
What does that mean? You say I have cheap candles in my kitchen? Baby! That's an Eddie Vedder candle in my kitchen. And that's Bob Schneider. Hi, it's the Chick McGee Show. That's Jess. This is Caitlin. I said this is Caitlin because she... Never mind. And we're recording much later in the day than we normally do because Caitlin has a job, I guess, and has to be places. And, and she had to work for her real boss, I guess. And she's. You work for the government? Who do you work for?
No.
What the heck?
Who is that?
Marty Hand is calling me. And my phone is in the living room.
Can you answer it from here?
No, I can. I can decline it. Though. Yeah. I don't know what he's calling me for. I hope everything's okay.
I'm sure he's inviting you somewhere.
Maybe not.
Do you guys want to hear how Dermot Mulroney got the scar on his face?
So he does have a scar on his face.
He does have a scar on his face.
Farming accident.
I was 3 and a half and I was carrying a dish for our pet rabbits and I tripped and it broke and I fell on it. I definitely remember that day, even though I was only 3 years old.
Did you know Tina Fey's scar on her face?
I read in Bossy Pants.
She
the
says
slasher,
that
like some random person came up and cut her.
It is such a and it's such a short,
yes,
little itty bitty bit part from that,
yes,
book.
She
and I was just
said
like,
that she didn't want to mention it or anything. But
she didn't for years, and she does. She has addressed it in this book, and that's the only time she's
like
ever addressed
it. Like one tiny paragraph that just,
yes,
she was playing in the front yard. Somebody came
on
up,
her bicycle,
slashed,
yeah,
her face, and she thought it was red pen.
Oh my God!
And she has the memory of her parents like trying to keep her calm, and but it's,
yeah,
very very very, yeah, short, very quick and short.
What is it? Oh, Bossy Pants. Is that what you, mm-hmm, said?
Yeah, her book.
It's
I love her cover.
I was just going to say
the
her cover's
hand.
Sick.
Yeah, and it kind of comes out of nowhere too.
Yes,
like the story.
Yes,
yeah, yeah.
I haven't. So I have this thing where I've got like multiple. I think I have both Mindy Kaling books. I've got a Chelsea Handler, uh-huh, book. I've got Amy Poehler's book,
yeah,
and Tina Fey's book. And I get like partially the way through them, and then I'm just like, I'm gonna put this on my bookshelf and like not read it for a while. So,
yeah,
they're all half read right now,
hmm,
and I need to go back and finish those. That,
yeah,
should be my summer. Or not? It's not summer anymore. It's
winter.
Winter,
it's winter
project.
It's 12 days till Thanksgiving. That's not accurate at all.
How are you handling the cold?
He loves it.
I love the cold. This is my favorite time of year. Fall, it gets cold. I can't wait till Friday night, Saturday morning here. It's going to be like 24, 25, 17 in the outlying areas where you're from.
The high on Friday,
yep,
during the day when,
yep,
it's sunny.
Yep.
36.
I saw that.
Love it.
No.
Stressful.
No, thank you.
I would almost move somewhere like
South Bend?
A Fairbanks, Alaska.
No.
Where it was
take
like
further north than she said.
Where it's like, okay, comedically, that's very funny.
Yeah.
But I still want an apology.
For what?
Nothing. So Fairbanks, Alaska, the high, like right now is in the teens, like 15, 16 during the day.
No.
And like
Baker Lake.
Baker Lake is up in Canada. Yeah, that's like crazy cold right now.
Yeah.
Like frost in the air, and you go out and you got to have a fire. And a buddy of mine, a comedian, Jeremy
Essig.
Not Jeremy Essig. Who am I thinking of?
I don't know. That's only Jeremy.
Jamie Lisso.
Close.
Jeremy,
yeah.
Jamie. I love Jeremy. Hi, how are you? Jamie Lisso, though, was on the show last week, and I
very funny.
Very funny guy, and he lives in Fairbanks, Alaska right now.
Oh, that's right.
And I lost track of him like 6 or 7 years ago, and I asked a fellow friend of ours, mutual friend of ours, where's Jamie? What happened? And, the guy goes, oh, he moved to Fairbanks. I go, fuck you, stop it. But he honestly moved to Fairbanks.
Like on purpose.
Like on purpose. His wife.
It wasn't a trick.
His wife is, yeah. His wife is from Fairbanks and
they
moved there.
They packed it up and went.
And
wild.
His heating bill during certain months, $1,000 a month.
That's stupid.
But then they get some sort of
get a fireplace
participation tax.
Doesn't that seem like a really
like maybe,
reasonable?
Yeah.
Jess is
thing
dispensing
to do?
Justice on this week's
yeah,
podcast.
She is.
So,
I don't.
Hey,
she's
hey,
the
look,
voice of reason.
Just plain speaking. Hey, if you live somewhere that's going to be that, get a fucking fireplace, okay? Jesus.
Like a wood burning stove.
I'm guessing a rick of wood. What are those things? Is cheaper.
What are those things called? Oh, their name. The big thing, like the colonial. What's the hell is it
no,
called?
No, that's a toilet.
No. Fuck, it's this big the wood burning stove. What's it called?
Like they used to the cook alabaster. On it the whole thing. No.
The communion. The
I know what you're talking
about. Everyone in their house, they like called it this name.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So we're going to move on from that.
No, but I think the wood burning stoves have been outlawed because there's something about carbon dioxide or
yeah, all the oil rigs up there. They don't want to pollute the air.
They get like we get tax refund checks. Well, yeah. Some of you. And
oh, I'm sorry, 1%.
But anyway, my point is
I literally make below the poverty line, but fuck me for getting $500 on
my
tax
return. Ladies and gentlemen, oh, Caitlin has joined Jess in dispensing justice. You guys are walking tall. You're Buford Pusser. This way to go, 1%. Kiss my... Anyway, my point is, like once a year, like in the fall, everybody who lives in Alaska gets like a $1,000 check because of the pipeline or something. Everybody in your family...
Are you serious?
Yes. Why?
Honestly, that seems kind of low.
That does seem low.
No, like
this oil pipeline might fucking explode underneath me.
Like yeah. You and Matt, you would get $2,000 for the household.
Hey.
Like, what's his name? Jamie? Jamie and his wife and his two kids, they get $4,000 for the household.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Do we get one for the dog? Like any warm body?
Well, you could... I mean, Kobe, if you would name him Kobe Henderson or Kobe.
That's his name.
Whatever.
That's when I go to the vet. Kobe Henderson.
Kobe Henderson
sounds like an athlete.
His real name is Jacoby. Is that weird?
No.
So when I get mad at him,
there's a street.
I say, Jacoby, let's go.
I like Jacoby. There's a street near me called Jacoby in New Pal.
Really? Mm-hmm. See, he's looking
that.
Around now.
There's going to be a weirdo over on Jacoby Street now. Stop that.
It's actually just Jacoby Road. It's not Jacoby Street. And when...
That's okay. She'll have her baseball bat dispensing justice. Go ahead.
When my dog in high school, well, middle school, high school. Her
Get
name,
dog?
No, Lily. Get dog was a dog when I was little. Lily's name was Duchess Lillian of Willow Grove.
I'm obsessed.
I know.
Oh, I love.
She was a boxer. And I left for college, and my dad gave her away and didn't even tell me. I just came back home, and I was like, where's Lily? And he's like, she's gone. Told me he gave her away, probably put a bullet in her head.
Oh, my God.
I came home when I had a cat when I was a kid, and that's the only pet they would let me have.
Oh, bless you.
I thought you were laughing at me because I had a cat as a kid. Did you sneeze? Was that a sneeze?
Or she just spit the biggest hawker I've ever heard.
No, I sneezed, I swear.
No, so one of the first weekends I came back when they moved to West Virginia, I came back home because I was homesick, if you can believe that. So I pull up, and it's like, because I started working in October, so I think I got home the first time around Thanksgiving, and it was really cold. And my cat had died.
And you like that weather, right?
I love that weather. Oh, okay. And my cat had died and was frozen near the curb. So and no one had seen it. I got home and walked out, and I said, what the hell? Oh, my God, that's my cat. And I thought she was laying down because she would do that when she would see me because she was happy, but she wasn't moving. And the closer I got to her, didn't move, touched her, stiff as a board.
You've never...
This is a true story.
I know. Here's the thing. So you've always shared your Christmas cat story. You have a Christmas Thanksgiving story with a cat that you've never shared on the air.
Oh, my gosh, I do. I never thought about that,
I don't know the
guess.
Christmas cat story.
Oh,
are we saving that
you have
for
to wait
Christmas?
Till Christmas.
Okay. Yeah, and it doesn't really involve me. It involves my
are
dad.
Are we going to have a... You know what?
Can we
okay, so this is episode 99, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Episode 100, we should do Friendsgiving.
Do we get some turkey and stuff?
Like between the three of us, or are we going to have more people?
Like, we could invite more people if you want. Like,
it could be
the three of us.
We could have a 60th birthday party /
Friendsgiving.
That's not happening.
Are you really leaving?
As far as you're concerned, yes.
So if I show up here, you won't be here. If I knock on the
Look, I got a garage door opener. We can have a party here. We can have a party
Whether he's here or not.
I have to comment on something else.
What? Ready.
Guys.
Stop. Don't do this.
No, I am doing it. I have to talk about this. Every time I see... Okay, so Caitlin and I, every...
Friday morning.
Why do
Friday
I see...
Morning,
I just saw three pictures of the same person.
I know, because it's his feed.
Oh.
Caitlin and I do Stuck and Gunner on Fox Sports
97.5 at 1260 WNTE.
And if you're not in the Indianapolis area, download iHeartRadio, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so I'm so Don Stuck
is one of the co-hosts.
He is. And he had selfies. And I look at his selfies, and every time I see one of his selfies, I'm like, that looks like one of my old Italian aunts. Like does.
Because of the length of his hair.
His hair's long, and he's got big glasses, and he's salt and pepper, and he just legit looks like my Aunt Cheney.
How old is he?
He's 2 years younger than me.
No, he's
he
not.
Just
three
looks,
years or more than that.
He's more than that. He was born in 1965.
Oh my goodness! So he's 53. Yeah.
He's my mom's age.
Uh-huh.
He looks like your typical 50-some-year-old woman. Who's like hella taking selfies?
Well, now you know what's
going
to happen.
She's a bad bitch.
You know what's going to have to happen now is that Don Stuck and Dave Gunner are going to have to be on the 100th episode of this podcast.
Oh my God.
To defend themselves. Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Did you know that I didn't know what Dave Gunner's name was until you just said it? Had no idea.
Oh, I called him Gunner? Yeah.
I had no idea.
His last name's not Gunner either.
Let's not. Exposed
enough. Not?
No, it's Gillespie.
This is the exposed podcast.
David Gillespie. Not true. Sorry.
What am I going to do with you two?
I don't know. Let's say something else so I can attack you. Quick.
I'm not taking this birthday very well. I'm surprised. I'm upset and surprised. See?
There may or may not have been a small conflictive conversation earlier today when Caitlin didn't come until late, so it left Chick and I with a lot of spare time on our hands.
A lot.
And Chick made, I don't remember what you said, but in a very threatening way, you'll find out on the eve of my 60th birthday.
What did I say that?
I don't know. You smelled like a lot of vodka when you said it, but yeah, it was, you did. Do you remember this?
No, my plan is.
Is this foreshadowing?
I don't know. So now I'm like, what the fuck is he doing on the eve of his birthday?
Yeah.
No, my.
That's a Saturday, right? The eve?
Yeah, my plan is.
I like how you said birthday eve.
Because the Redskins play the Giants Thanksgiving night.
Yes, there
so
is
they
no
don't
game
play
Sunday.
Sunday. So mm-hmm. My plan was to go to Vegas for 4 days and disappear, and I already had asked Tom to have that Monday off.
Yeah, that's dope.
That sounds like a fun thing.
But now I've changed my mind. I'm not going to go to Vegas.
Why?
Because it costs too much.
You,
it's stupid.
You hate Vegas.
And I hate Vegas. Other than that, I really do. But where else would you spread? Where
you,
else
wait,
would
you
spend?
It costs too much money
you know
before
what?
I hate
where
going there.
Where else would
there?
You spend a horrible birthday?
Atlantic
than
City.
Grand Canyon.
Mount Rushmore.
I don't know.
A national park, Yosemite.
The Upper Peninsula.
Get in tune with the earth.
I need a porch.
Have you read about Jim Carrey and what he's done?
No.
I don't know if Jim Carrey is nuts
no,
or
nuts.
Sane as the day is
what
long.
What did he do?
Here, I'll pull it up. Keep talking.
He's getting in touch with himself, and he's being a very introspective and
which he's wonderful. I've always liked
meditating
him.
And
he looks
all
great.
Sorts of stuff.
So, do you know the story about Jim Carrey that before he made it as an actor,
yes.
He used to sit. He would drive his beat up shit ass car into the Hollywood Hills. And he wrote himself $1 million check.
No, I thought it was like $6 million.
He would. Oh, is that what it was?
I think
so.
Yeah.
He would wrote himself the check, and he would sit there and just like envision his life. And like, I know some people are really weird about the law of attraction, and they're like, "Oh, just because I speak it into something like into existence, that's going to make it happen."
Put it out in the universe.
Like, I think it's more than that. I think that when you say something and you believe it to be true, that triggers like a chain of events. Like, it triggers your actions, and it makes like when you speak it. Then your body acts on it and you want to act toward that truth. And then when you act toward it, then different things fall into place so that it does end up becoming the truth. Like, I don't necessarily think all I have to do is sit here and say, I'm going to be a millionaire one day.
Isn't that The Secret or whatever that book was
yeah,
about?
Yeah,
or,
I haven't read it, but I really want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, so but it's just, I think there's more to it than just saying, like, I'm going to be a millionaire or I'm going to live a very long and healthy life. Like, right. By saying it, you like force your body into action. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I do know. I think our friend Jeffy did something like that. He, like, he wrote himself $1 million check here in the last year. And
he did. Yeah, he did mm-hmm. do that. I think it was like low key as a joke, but also not.
Is he coming on the 100th?
Do you want me to text
podcast?
Him right now?
Yes.
When are we going to do it?
You know what? Whenever he's available.
Oh, shit. Next week?
Next week.
Okay. I'll shoot him a text.
What is today? The 7th? Yeah. It's the 7th, right? Or the 8th? Anybody?
7th.
Is it only the 7th?
Yep.
Man. There is no way that I ever thought I'd be 60 years old.
Do you want me like to... you thought you were going to die before then?
Oh, yeah. He was supposed to die. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. So laissez-faire.
It sounded like she had it all planned and something went wrong.
That's not true.
He was supposed to die. No, my dad died when he was 43 and my grandfather died when he was 47. Yeah. Yada, yada. But they were, I don't know what they were. I guess they tried to do their best. I don't know.
Carrie started off circling her while staring at her intently. Mid-interview, he did a brief James Brown impression and then said, "There's no meaning to any of this. So I wanted to find the most meaningless thing that I could come to and join, and here I am."
This is him on the red carpet of somewhere. I saw this interview.
Yeah. I don't believe in personalities. I believe that peace lies beyond personalities, beyond invention and disguise, beyond the red S you wear on your chest that makes bullets bounce off. I mean, he just goes on and on. Consciousness-based education... I don't get dressed up. There is no me. There's just things happening. This is not the world. We don't matter. But I guess he did this thing where he basically went out into nature in like solitude, like you said. And he was like, and I figured it all out. Like,
wow.
What every person should do is just go away, be with themselves, be one with nature, and you'll find peace.
He's had a pretty.
Well, he's about to be
bumpy.
He's about to
life.
Go. To court for the wrongful death of his ex-girlfriend.
What?
Yeah.
Yes. And I think it was, I don't know if it was an overdose, but something happened, but he ended up like paying for her entire funeral and they weren't even together when she died.
I started to kind of notice this. He was on Jerry's Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Yeah.
And Jim Carrey was one of the interviews and, you know, Jerry goes and picks him up and calls him first and all this stuff. So Jerry pulls up in front of what I guess was Jim Carrey's home or wherever he was staying. I think it was L.A. But there was a gate. There was a rock wall and a gate in the middle, a break in the rock wall and a gate and then more rock wall. Well, instead of coming through the gate, Carrey, and this gate is like, I'm going to say 10 feet high. He scales the gate instead of opening the gate. He scales the gate, climbs over, and then comes down and lands next to Jerry and goes, "Are you ready?" And Jerry's like, "Well, that's one way, or you could have just opened the gate." I mean, it just really struck me as someone who he seems to be struggling. He seems, I mean, we all can make the argument that, yeah, I mean, none of this in the big picture of things, it's all, you know, intangible and it really doesn't mean anything. But unfortunately, things cost money. And if you want to be warm and comfortable and instead of, yes, you could be a philosopher and be homeless on a sidewalk, but I mean.
That's what drives me nuts about like rich people, like, and they're kind of like epiphany of life. It's like you have money for the rest of your life. You don't have to worry about anything other than going out in nature and just hanging out. Other people don't have that luxury like you do.
Yeah. Jim doesn't have to show up for work tomorrow if he doesn't want to.
Yeah.
Exactly. But there's a funny...
I think he might be, and this is my opinion, I think he might be missing gratitude. That's all. That's what I think. And maybe he'll realize that sometime, but...
Oh, no, I think he's there. I mean, like, but he's... Like, I think that that's what people don't know is that...
He's obviously struggling with something.
It's... Peace is very attainable when you have wealth.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that shitty because I know that, I could meditate and be homeless and do all those things. And if you're homeless and you're at peace, then you are, you know, you have reached full zen, I guess. Mm-hmm. But like I said, it's much more attainable when you have wealth.
I think so. I mean,
it's the same thing. Like, money can't buy happiness. You're a fucking liar. What you are.
Yeah.
Well, if it can't buy it, it can give you a leg up.
Exactly.
My dad said money can't buy happiness, but but it makes things a hell of a lot easier.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. To me, If he were truly, and this is just my personal opinion, because this reminds me of, like, I've been kind of on a introspective, you know, what most people would, blah, 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 whatever, Buddhist, yada, yada. You put little sayings up on your...
Tell me more about that.
Anyway, and I say this and I catch myself because maybe I should be quieter about it. I mean, if Jim is truly trying to find inner peace, part of being, you know, the wisest men say the least, right? So
that's what makes me think that, because I think he's genuinely a good dude. I think that I think people just find these random pictures of him in nature and they just throw shit up there. Maybe he didn't say any of these things.
Plus, yeah, he's got a big bushy beard, which is right. You know, easy to go, what a weirdo.
I love Letterman's big beard.
You like the big Walt
Whitman
beard?
Doesn't Jon Stewart have a beard right now,
too? Yeah, Jon Stewart's rocking the beard, too.
Jon Stewart, daddy.
Yeah, he's hot.
Big daddy.
Oh, my God. Take me to your animal sanctuary.
Jon Oliver?
Jesus.
Not hot.
What?
Jon Oliver, not hot.
Jon Oliver, I think, better looking now than when he had bangs.
He's okay. He was very beanish with the bangs.
Mr. Bean?
But his smartness?
Yeah, I love it.
Like,
great.
Brings him up. Yeah. A lot of percentage points. His glasses are perfect for his face.
Yes.
I do love that show.
You know what I believe? I think I've said this on here. I don't think anybody's ugly. I truly, like, I don't believe anybody's just born ugly.
No.
No. Wait, I don't. A minute. I don't. You got to work with what you got. You got to work with what you got. Yeah. Someone like Giselle Bundchen or whatever her name is.
See, I don't think she looks like if a giraffe was a person. That's what Giselle Bundchen.
Okay, so who like name like a beautiful person?
I bet if she opens her mouth, she has a 4 foot long black tongue. I bet
probably. You know what? You might be right. So like just some random beautiful.
Who do
woman.
I think's beautiful?
A famous person.
A famous person who's beautiful. Beautiful. I like that, like, Lovato. Naturally. I like that Lovato.
Demi Lovato, naturally beautiful.
I want to be respectful. So that Lovato babe, I kind of like her. She's hot.
Yeah, like there are some people who just kind of like have a leg up. They're like naturally a little bit more pretty. But I don't believe anybody's ugly. I really don't. Sorry, at me.
We
can have a conversation about it.
Don't at her, please.
No. I'm ready for it, baby.
I'm pretty because I am. But I had my chart read, and the girl who read my chart, she said, you know, people born in Cancer with Libra rising are naturally pretty people. Like, just physically, they're pretty. I've never considered myself pretty. I can go hard. Like, I can glam it up, but I'm not pretty.
So, is this...
I'm cute. Like, oh, I get those. Like, oh, you don't have any makeup on. You're cute.
Does this...
Don't be condescending.
Get back to the fact that you know what time you were born, so I don't know if I'm in...
Yeah, you don't know.
You really don't know what time you were born.
Capricorn rising or whatever. I don't.
That's wild. Yeah. Is it on your birth certificate?
Mm-mm. Here's what's wild. It's is not. That he said, I think I was born around 1:26.
Right.
And then I got my birth certificate and found out I was born at 1:27. Isn't that weird?
That's really weird.
I know. A little weird. Yeah.
And my dad died at 1:07. So...
Jesus, this took a turn.
Yeah.
This isn't the Halloween show, is it?
Wow. I was born at 6:13 in the morning, and my brother was born on 6:13.
June 13th.
Isn't that weird?
That sounds like some Menendez brothers stuff.
Yeah.
I think they were.
Did you watch that?
I haven't. No, I think I might take a look at it.
You think so?
Boy, I watched Narcos. If you haven't watched Narcos, please do. I put it off for the longest time.
Please, somebody watch it so Chick has somebody to talk to about it.
I watched the first episode. I got halfway through the second episode.
Go on.
And, okay, so this is kind of a spoiler, but it's been out for a while.
No. Go ahead.
But there was, like, that gang rape scene.
Go ahead. Is that the first episode?
Or is it the
you
first
just
or is it the
told
second?
Me Max could watch this.
No, that doesn't happen.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not joking.
There's the gang rape scene where they're, like, holding that girl hostage and all having sex with her.
What?
And, like, I was like, this is...
Are you sure that's
I
Narcos?
I am positive.
Are you sure you weren't watching Saturday Night Fever?
No, they're holding a girl hostage.
They do that in Saturday Night Fever. In
they
the car.
Do, and it's it's
what
in the car?
It's Donna Pesco from. Mm-hmm.
She's so cute.
What?
Like it turns
Angie.
Out, like she,
is she drunk?
No, she like really wanted to hook up with John Travolta, but yeah. then ends up getting banged by all the other guys in the car.
On
it's
purpose
a very
or
weird,
on accident?
It starts out on purpose, and then I think she starts crying, and it's. I stopped watching it after that. I was like, yep.
I did not know that
happening.
Happened in that movie.
I know.
See, okay, so anyway, there's that gang rape scene, and then I was
I don't
like,
think that happened.
I was like. It absolutely
I
happened because
remember
I looked.
That.
I looked at Matt and I said, "You know what? I like happy shows." Mm-hmm. And
well, Narcos isn't happy. I'll tell you.
I'm
that.
Gonna walk
I
away.
Know that.
Then there was also the other scene where it was whoever Narcos is. What's the guy's name again? Main guy.
Pablo Escobar.
Pablo Escobar, and then that other girl, and she's like speaking to him in Spanish, and she's like, "You can stick it in my butt," and then he just like sticks it in her butt. No lube, no
oh,
spit.
hang on, wait a
and
minute.
And I went.
I think I remember that part.
Okay,
okay,
and so
maybe you're right.
Then I looked and
she
I go,
said,
not
go
only,
ahead.
Not only do
she's
I not want to
reporter or something.
Not only do I not want to watch this because it's sad, but it's also very unrealistic because who can just stick it in someone's butt like that? So I walked away from it, and that was the end.
I think that does happen.
That happened. I know it did.
The butt or the gang.
I don't remember the gang rape. I remember that scene.
How do you not? It was like a whole scene.
No, and
went,
I do feel bad because I thought Max could watch it, and obviously
girl.
He can't now.
Remember, they went to go save that girl. She was like being held hostage, and they like got her out of there. And then the one guy was like, yeah, she's going to be fucked up for a while. Because they just literally like had all these guys were just like having sex with her over and over and over.
That seems to me like that's another show.
Oh, my God.
It's clicking in my head that it's something else.
You're wrong, because it's not.
Haven't you just Dang started wanted. Watching this?
I just
no,
Googled
no, I just
it.
Finished
I just
the third
Googled
season.
It. The spoilist.com says, I should also warn you that Narcos contains some scene of graphic violence, rape, and assault. I'm going to guess it's that one.
I like shows like Sex and
Season
the City.
One, episode two.
Oh, shit, you're
season
right.
Season one, episode two.
You're right. It's the ex-president's daughter.
And they say this is literally the only rape scene in the entire series.
Yes.
Oh, so I could have kept going.
There you go.
But that I just was like, you know what? Like,
I started it three times, and then on the fourth time, I got through the first episode.
According to Reddit, it says, this is literally the only rape scene in the entire series. The exercise in creative freedom, yes, but the gang rape felt way too drawn out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, when I was watching it, I was just like, I get it, Jesus Christ. Like, yeah.
No, I'm thinking of Happy Valley. Yes, that's what
you
I'm
need
thinking
to watch
of.
Different shows.
I don't Happy know that Valley. One.
It's a BBC procedural.
You know what? You should start watching Gossip Girl. We could talk about that.
Start watching what?
Gossip Girl.
She's
Love.
Watching The Office too for the first time.
I think I stopped The Office like third or fourth season.
Wow. Like. I'm going to spoil this one, too, because it's 10 years old.
You told me this.
And like
when,
I always,
when Jim tells Pammy loves
always,
her for the first time?
I know
Why
the premise of The Office.
What? Everybody knows
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. I know the premise. Like, I know that Jim and Pam are in love with each other, and they finally get together. Mm. I had no idea that he told her he loved her, and she was like, just kidding. Like, that kissing scene in The Office. And then when he told her he loved her and had real tears in his eyes,
yeah.
I was in it. I was.
Well, you know
it.
The baby they have at the end of the series. It's Michael Scott's. Did you
I
know that?
Didn't know they had a baby, or that was a thing. And you're making that up. That's all fake. I hope it's fake anyway.
I don't know if they do have a baby.
They do have a baby. His name's Dwight.
Shut up. They do not have a baby, Dwight.
And honestly, the show has held up very well.
Yeah.
Like the only thing I really notice is that like they're wearing very 2005 clothes.
Sure. Okay.
You know what I mean? Like the shirts just aren't really fitted. The ties are a little ugly.
I would not know.
Oh, I would 100% know a time based
Me
on
too.
Fashion.
Me too.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
I tell you this, in Narcos, Pablo Escobar wears some ugly shit.
Ugly.
Like,
hideous.
Like some Benetton, weird fucking rugby pullovers.
Yep.
Just dumb.
Yep. I just bought a rugby shirt.
Hideoso.
You did not.
Uh-huh. It just shipped today.
You just bought a what?
A rugby shirt.
And then he has this horrible green sweatshirt with a nautical rope on the front of it. It's the dumbest looking thing you've ever... But he was El Padron. I mean, he was the boss.
You can wear whatever you want.
Jefe. He was...
What's Jefe?
Boss, I think.
Oh.
Or a big cow. I'm not sure.
My aunts and my cousins and I, we used to call each other heifer all the time. It was like a term of endearment.
Heifer?
That's not.
Heifer, I know, no, but that's what we used to say.
There heifer. Was a girl that I played basketball against my whole entire life. So when you go to a small school... Mm-hmm. You play the same schools in your conference like multiple times.
You called her heifer?
My mom and I called her a corn-fed heifer. She was a big old bitch.
Now, never mind.
We were like in high school. It's fine. My mom and I are ruthless. Don't judge us.
All right, let's take a break. Want to take a break?
Yeah, I'm going to reheat this coffee or get more coffee. I haven't decided.
What are you going to do? Get more alcohol?
No.
You got to drive little Kobe home.
I know.
Home.
So I know. You behave. So I'm good. I'm all good. Right. I'm so good.
We'll be back with part two of the Chick McGee Show on Podcast One.
This is
a dog name.
Roland.
Robert.
What?
Robert ate a sofa.
He did eat the sofa. Another dog that my dad told me that he would give to the lesbian vet down the street. Oh, and I was like, I want to go see the dog. He's like, no, they're out of town. Every time I'm over at my dad's house and I want to see the dog, he says that they're busy. But his name was...
So the dogs were dead?
I'm afraid so. So Robert, I used to call him Roberto De Janeiro. That was his full name.
That's hilarious.
And then James, I call Jamesers. Jamesers. That's what I call him most of the time. He's very busy not doing a damn thing, so.
Monk or Rube or?
Monk or
Rube. Rubenstein. I call her that every now and then. Munkinator.
All of the dogs in my life are usually whatever their name is and Marie.
Yeah. I feel like that's like everyone's name in your
all
life.
All the people in
it is. I call everybody that. Charles Marie.
Because that's
it's Addie's. Well, actually, it's Aunt Karen's middle name. That's where it started. Fuck, she texted me yesterday. So I haven't texted her back.
Jessica Marie.
I know. That is not my middle name. It's mostly Charles Marie, Ruby Marie.
Maxwell. No, not so much.
No, it's usually like gritted teeth. Maxwell. Or Maxwell, you've got to be.
Maxwell!
Yeah, Maxwell.
Or yelling.
Maxwell, you've got to be shitting me. Yeah,
yes,
stuff like that.
I've heard you say that a lot.
What is your song of the week, Caitlin?
Oh my gosh, it's called Lemon by Nerd and Rihanna.
Uh-oh.
Lemon.
But I would like you to fast forward to about the minute mark so we can hear Rihanna rapping.
Really?
Really?
Yes. You're gonna love it. Nerd is like, the truth and there we go. Just fast forward to the Rihanna part.
It's N-E-R-D and every... Oh my goodness. Okay.
This is Rihanna. Rihanna never raps.
Never.
She used to curse.
She says the N-word kind of a lot also. I'm sorry, everybody.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
You got it.
Wait a minute. You could catch me
read in the new LaFerrari.
And the truck behind me got on. Yeah. It's me and the Shaker. Longer than LeBron. Just waiting from my thumb like the pawn. Woo. This beat tastes like lunch, but it's running from bananas and it's running from the pawns. How did you find this?
Twitter.
Hey, that's enough.
That's enough there.
Goodness gracious.
Isn't that so great, though? Rihanna rapping. I can't get over it. That's the song of the week. If you're not into the N-word or Rihanna rapping, then maybe don't listen to it.
I like Monster. Have we ever played Monster? We played yes. Monster. Okay, sorry. All right.
Do you know, can you rap it?
Mm,
the Nicki Minaj part? That's the only part that matters. Do you know all of it? I know most of it.
I know most of it.
She was killing it today on, what was that song?
I don't know.
Her eyes got so big.
It was the beginning of Harlem Shuffle, but it was also beginning of Jump.
That
Jump Around?
No. Nicki Minaj did not. I don't know if she was born when Jump Around came out.
All right, Wiseacre. But this song.
not going to start. Ready? Nope, not that.
Is Harlem Shuffle,
which is an old song
by Bob and Earl. But what's at the beginning of the other song?
What's at the beginning, or what is the song called?
What is the song called?
Jump Around, Butthole.
Jump Around. That's what I'm talking about.
I know. And I was like, so he played Harlem Shuffle, and I said, no, that's the beginning of Jump Around.
Where were you when this came out, Caitlin?
Not born.
This is from Turbo.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin.
There you go.
Pack it up, back it up, pack it in. Yeah, what's this song about?
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. I came to win. Battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up. Honky better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew.
I kind of have the feeling that maybe Mike Tyson like walked out to a fight to this song at one point.
Oh, okay. Someone's fucking jump, yeah, I'll bust them in the eye. And then I'll take the punks out. Feeling funky. Amps in a chunk and I got... And what's that song that I was on? It's on Narcos when they attack the drug dealers in the North Valley.
Oh my gosh. And he thought, he was like, yeah, I just heard this song. And I was like, oh no, that's the song.
Have I heard this song?
Yes, you know this song. Okay. I was like,
okay,
you know,
Kobe
how
needs to stop about? Making out with his back left foot.
No.
What's happening?
At least it was his back left foot.
Oh no, he licks his peen.
Does he
after he pees, man.
Just gotta...
Licks the peen?
Yeah.
There are very few guys that can do that, you know. But there are some.
Marilyn Manson. This is how we do
it. Wait, he's never heard this song?
Not until he watched Narcos.
No. I heard it, but it reminded me... Okay. No.
It's a great song. Montel Jordan.
He kind of looks like Puffy. Or Love Brother, or whatever.
Yeah, he changed his name.
Brother Love.
It's Friday night, and I feel alright. The party's here on the west side, so I reach for my 40 and I turn it up.
Fuck it up. Hey.
Reach for my 40.
God, this was like, this had to have been when I was in high school.
Was it?
The drive-by. I was always really all the gang
drive-by.
All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by.
Out there, over there on the east side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I found a new cover song that I love, 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 and I introduced it on Instagram stories the other day. But Caitlin wouldn't see it because Caitlin wasn't following me on Instagram.
Yeah, what was up with that?
Jess,
how did that happen?
Jess has like alluded to her Instagram stories to me for, honestly, it's probably been like at least 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And I go, I haven't seen that yet. Like, I don't know if I wasn't watching my stories or like what was going on.
Time out. But I think that
you blocked me.
I was doing a thing where I said, Caitlin, I'm going, or unfollow me, and I needed you to do something because I was trying to figure something out.
That's
on Instagram.
That's exactly what it
and
was.
And you just never went back. Yeah, after I told
so
you.
So I've been wondering why Jess keeps showing up in my like explore page, and I'll just go look at it and like it.
Yeah.
And then we realized today I haven't been following her since then for weeks.
Weeks and weeks. This is a cover song.
We were victims of the night. A chemical, physical kryptonite.
What's the original song?
Shut Up and Dance.
Panic at the Disco?
Nope.
Nope. No.
Who is it?
Moonwalking, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, fuck me.
She took my arm. I don't know how it happened. We took the floor and she said,
ooh, love that.
Oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said, you're holding back. She said, shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny.
Love this.
Isn't it great?
Said, ooh, harmony.
I know. Walk the Moon is the original.
Yeah.
Really?
That's the name of the band.
I honestly don't love the original.
I know. I always like the, but I like the lyrics. I always thought it was really cute.
And that, to me, like, it sung like that makes more sense.
I agree. It's Bell and Anchor, if you want to look it up. And they do have an album of covers. It's Anchor and Bell.
Oh, man, you're playing it.
Just keep your eyes on me.
I love this album title.
Shut up and dance.
Talking is hard. And there are four guys with t-shirts. One has talk, one has ing, one has is.
How do you feel like the days of like album covers is like, why?
Except honestly, Beyonce's Lemonade cover, best one of 2016.
Yes.
Her with like the braids and the fur jacket.
Yes.
Ugh.
Kryptonite.
Yeah, the other one. I like the other one a little better.
That's all I got today.
Jess and I are great backup singers.
That was all right. That was really good.
I have a beautiful voice as long as I have someone to harmonize
with. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You just karaoke the other night, but like you didn't know any of the words.
I didn't know any of the words, but I told Caitlin, I said, it's okay. I'm going to redeem myself. I'm about to sing karaoke, and I'm going to sing Paradise by the Dashboard Light. She responded with, I have no idea what that is.
Oh no!
Yes. Play it, and I might.
My
just play
heart,
it.
Really?
My heart literally hurt.
Let
well,
me sleep
what
on
did you,
it.
What did you sing baby, originally, baby, and then you said we're just gonna clap it out? I literally, you that's were drunk said, as shit, and you sent me Instagram messages. I was rolling.
That's exactly what I said to. Okay, and in my defense, you were Instagram drunk earlier in the day.
That's accurate. Oh, I know this thing.
Yes.
Oh no, I don't. I thought this was this thing. I thought it was that Jellyfish song.
This is like a six-minute song.
Oh, okay. We don't have to listen to
8 minutes.
Is it 8 minutes? Get to the good part.
Oh, wait. Safe at second base. This kid really makes things happen out there. Batter steps up to the plate.
He's trying to get in her pants, and she won't let him, but then she kind of does, and she says, I will if you love me forever. And he goes, let me sleep on it.
So then they do. Yeah, it's like play by play. Here it is. And you can hear my moaning in the background.
Here he comes. Please play. It's going to be close. Here's the throw. Here's the play at the plate. Holy cow, I think he's going to make it.
Stop right there. I got to know right now.
Listen to what she asked him.
Before we go any further, do you love me? Will you love me forever? Do you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away? Will you make me away? Do you love me? Will you love
I would pay money to go see this at karaoke. Okay, bitch.
It's gotta be killer.
Slay.
I have been practicing this since the fourth grade.
Hey.
I'm ready.
We need to go to 86th Street Pub.
Oh, yes.
Well, what's it going to be, boy?
Let me sleep on it. Baby, let me sleep on it.
And he chickens out, of course.
Oh.
See?
No banging. Tells her he loves her. They don't even
no bang. No bang.
No bang.
Oh, that's upsetting.
No bango.
I thought that at the beginning of the song, it was that jellyfish song.
What's something a jellyfish?
Something like a jellyfish. You know what I'm talking about?
No. No, I need more.
What a crazy little thing called love. That one. I thought that's what it was when it first started.
Oh, that's a great song.
He talks about jellyfish in that song?
Yeah, that's called.
I think so. Or,
it's called.
Or I misunderstood the lyrics
it's called,
the entire
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it's called Jellyfish. That's what it's called.
Oh, I could see that a little bit. Yeah, I can hear it.
This thing called love.
Is this Roy Orbison?
It's Queen.
Oh, okay.
It is?
Roy Orbison is a legitimate guess.
Roy Orbison, does everybody have a favorite Queen song?
No.
Literally any of them other than this. I had no idea.
Yeah.
This sounds so goofy for
yeah,
Queen.
It does.
Now play any Roy Orbison song right now. Any of them.
Or any Queen song. I have a distinct memory of that gray-haired dude on American Idol singing this song, and it was so horrible.
Taylor Hicks.
The worst name.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Didn't he win?
Did
or,
he
like,
win?
Came damn near close?
He was either the worst, he was second. He might have won, though. I'm not sure. Okay.
Just saying.
This is Roy Overton?
Orbison.
I literally have no idea who this is. I know this song, though.
Well, obviously.
Pretty woman walking down the street.
Sounds the same.
Pretty woman.
Same.
I'm gonna like to bang.
Pretty woman. I don't believe you.
Okay, a little bit. A little bit. All right, I get you. Okay.
I honestly, no, I'm mind blown that that was Queen.
I am too.
Like, I kind of can't get over
really?
It.
I don't know. Like, I don't even want to listen to it now. I mean, not that I was a big fan of it before, but.
You don't like Queen?
No, I mean, I don't like any other song by Queen, probably.
Play the Hockey Queen song. That's the
Do
best
I know
one.
Any other sweet? What the hell am I
doing? Luckily, I speak fluent Jess.
That was
so
me.
I know what song she is referring to. And it goes a little something like this.
Yeah, this is the Hockey Queen song.
This is We Are Champions. Yeah, no, it's not. We will rock you, bitch.
We will rock you. It's the hockey song.
Yeah,
they play it at the hockey games. They also play it at the basketball game.
They play it like every sporting event ever.
Bohemian Rhapsody, that was my
I don't care for that song.
You don't?
What other Queen songs are there?
Like Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay, this one, We Are the Champions.
Be quiet.
That little
Freddie's
love,
singing.
That little love song.
I don't know if I know any. What's the third one?
The one that we played first.
The
apparently.
Crazy little thing called love. She calls it the little love song. Come on, you got to keep up.
Caitlin called it the jellyfish.
Yeah. Oh my God, Nickelback! Nickelback does a version of "We Will Rock You." Is this?
Yeah.
Is this for fucking real? Hang on.
The only "We Will Rock You" version I like is Pink, Britney Spears, and Beyonce in the Pepsi commercial.
Tell me what you want. What you need.
Why would they do
that? Someone turn it off.
Isn't there some sort of professional courtesy among musicians that you wouldn't cover this song?
No, if you suck as bad as Nickelback does, you should do everybody in the music industry a courtesy and not cover any of their music.
Wait a minute, what's that one song that I just
Who
laughed
are there's people
every
that
time.
Really do love Nickelback.
Honestly, like low key, Matt's sister went to a Nickelback concert back
recently?
In the day.
Oh.
She said it was like the best concert, most fun concert she's ever been to.
The clubs I'm never getting. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want. Oh no, we're way early.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs, and a bathroom I can play baseball in, and a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
Tell me what you need.
A credit card that's got no limit, and a with a bedroom in.
Whoa,
come
black what?
The Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Been done that.
That is the
oh, man.
Look at his photograph. Every time I do it makes me laugh.
How did our eyes
I
get
thank,
so red?
I thank Josh Arnold for this.
What the hell is on Joey's head?
What the hell's on Joey's head?
This is where I
like, I just feel this, you know what I mean?
What year was this?
I was in
2005.
I was in middle school.
What's his name? Kroger? Gary Kroger? Chad Kroger.
He dated Avril Lavigne for a while.
No yeah. kidding.
Yeah.
And no one said anything about me not calling her Avril Lavigne.
No,
I like Avril Lavigne.
My dad, since Skater Boy, my dad has called her, like, just to be fucking obnoxious, Avril Lavigne. Like, I loved her when I was in the fifth grade. And my dad would say, oh, are you going to go upstairs and listen to your Avril Lavigne CD?
I
would get so upset about it. Also,
I have one that I mispronounced when they first came out. I plainly remember calling them Inks. In excess.
You did?
I did. I think I might have done it on the air.
She doesn't know who In excess is.
No idea.
You don't know who In
excess. You know the song. They have a big song.
Are you going to play it?
Yes, now he is. this is not the song.
This was this was big in.
Nope. It's not. This isn't even their best song.
How about this one?
No.
Listen, this guitar hook is great, though. You got it. You got it.
Oh my God. You're such a DJ. That's not it. Play the real In Excess song.
Come over here.
I need you tonight.
Is this the popular one?
I don't know.
It's one of them. It's on the best of. What Avril?
This has to be the best one.
What Avril Lavigne song was the best one?
Skater Boy. I'm sure there's other ones, but that's just the first one I can come up with.
How about this one? No?
I have no idea what this song is.
This is old. These are oldies to you, aren't they? I'm fascinated.
I have no idea what this is.
Yeah, this is probably their biggest one. I always used to get him and George Michael mixed up.
Oh, yeah.
Their voices sound a lot like. Rest in
every
peace,
time. That's some peace stuff ever.
What do they have in common? George Michael and Michael Hutchins.
Their name Michael?
They're no longer living. Don't you know? It's not easy. Here's another one. No?
Oh, here it is. This has to be the biggest one.
This it? New sensation?
Right.
Oh, new sensation? Mm-hmm. I know this song.
I think he died of an autoerotic asphyxiation accident,
didn't.
Right?
That's the guy from Pulp Fiction.
He hung himself in somewhere. Yeah.
All right, let's look it up.
You know, there's a certain school of thought that this will be the best lover you've ever had. I just held up my right hand.
I don't like that.
All right. What are we talking about? George Michael?
No, Michael Hutchinson.
Hutchins?
Oh, well, that explains why I'm getting a hockey player. Hold on.
George, what's your favorite Wham song?
They don't want to listen to any more music.
Why not?
Because they will hire you overnights at Q if this is what you want to do.
Oh, I don't want to. Oh, God, no.
Okay, well, let's see how he died. How'd you die?
Wow, that was creepy.
What?
How'd you die?
How? Oh, are we playing this game?
How'd you die? You want to play the game or this?
Fine,
this
a feather, stiff as a board.
What? Ouija board?
No.
No, I don't mess with a Ouija board.
Okay, how'd he die?
He died.
Do you want to think of him and see if this guy can guess so we all know what
it
is?
Oh, I was thinking Blake Lively. That's my celebrity crush.
Okay.
So that's what I always go with. But
all
if
right.
you can find a better one,
no,
wait,
no,
explain
no.
the
I have
game
one.
First.
I have one too. Can I tell you how he died?
Okay.
He died on November 22nd.
Weird.
Bummer.
1997.
Weird.
It's coming up, obviously. Hold on. Asphyxiation due to suicide hanging is what they went with.
Bummer.
Oh my gosh! You should see his
Jesus.
No, the where he's cremated his area.
Okay, you're thinking of Blake Lively, so we're gonna.
What's
can't
the game?
Say it out loud.
No, you can't.
Oh, the iPad can probably hear you.
No,
yes,
that's
yes,
not.
Yes, we proved that. The other day.
Okay, first
I think
question.
It can sense where I am too.
Is your character real? The answer would obviously yes. Okay. Is your character from Japanese anime? I don't know why he's asking this question recently, but he is.
No.
This is the genie game. It's called Akinator on the App Store.
And he's
no.
supposed to guess that I'm thinking of Blake Lively.
Right. In the least number of questions to blow your mind.
Okay, I'm ready.
Is your character a girl?
Yes.
Yes, that's affirmative. He's thinking. Is your character a famous YouTuber?
No.
No, that's a negative. Is your character famous?
Yes.
Yes. Is your character famous because of the Disney Channel?
No. She's famous because of Gossip Girl.
Is your character
You're
a porn actor?
You're not supposed to say
no.
it.
What?
Are you sticking with what you said already?
What, Blake Lively?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're Blake Lively.
This is question
well,
eight.
I have one when you're done, and
okay.
I'm not going to tell you what it is.
All right. Has your character recorded any albums?
No.
Negative. But you also have... don't know, probably not, or probably, along with yes and no.
I mean,
so.
No, she doesn't yeah, okay. sing.
Has your character ever been married?
Yes, to Ryan Reynolds.
Is she married now? Right?
Yeah.
To
they have
babies.
A baby together.
Yes.
Oh,
I thought
babies?
I thought that too.
That you're probably right.
I don't know.
Is your character an actor? It's starting. This is question 10.
Yes.
Is your character from a TV series?
Yes.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
She already said it out loud.
Was your character in a TV show that already ended?
Yes.
Yes.
Question 13. Has your character played one of the leading roles in Friends?
No.
There's something about my buddy Marty has his master's in numbers.
Yes. It's like an algorithm thing?
Yep.
Okay, keep going. What does it say?
Is your character currently more than 50 years old?
No.
Is your character blonde?
Yes. Oh, my God.
This is question 16. Was your character in Full House back in the day?
Nope.
Has your character already played a high school student?
Yes.
That's probably going to give it
away. That's probably going to give it away.
Does your question 18, okay?
That's the high school one gave it away. God damn it.
Does your character appear in Gossip Girl?
Yes, bitch.
And he's guessing, and it's Blake Lively.
Okay, do
wow.
me.
Wow, that was so
in
fun.
In question 19, pretty good pretty for good. Some pretty good. Some damn computer. Yes, mm-hmm. that's right. Okay, well
I wonder
done.
How long it would guess to take to guess. Beyonce.
I'm going to, probably not much. I feel
okay,
like
you're keeping yours hidden, so I'm just going to ask the
question.
Are
you keeping
questions.
It? Mm-hmm. Dang it.
I'm going to keep mine hidden. Yep.
This thing's amazing.
Okay, we'll see.
Is your character real?
Yes.
Is your character from Japanese anime? See, I don't like it when they start out the same way.
No.
No. Is your character a girl?
Yes.
Is your character a famous YouTuber?
No.
Question 5, is your character famous?
Yes.
Is your character famous because of the Disney Channel?
No.
Is your character a porn actor?
No.
Come on, Jeannie. Has your character recorded any albums? These are all the same questions.
Yeah, they are.
No.
Has your character ever been married? Probably, probably not. Don't know, yes or no.
Hold on.
It's okay. Oh. Hang on, Jeannie. We're looking this up. You sure you don't want to ask us?
I'm afraid that they're going to tap into my
all
phone.
All right. Okay. How do they do? They can't do that.
I don't think there's anything they can't do.
I'm sure they can do that. That seems like that's a breach of...
Yes.
Has your character ever been married? The answer is yes.
Yes.
Okay. Is your character an actor?
Yes.
Is your character from a TV series?
Yes.
Your little yeses are like you're trying to like no inflection whatsoever. Yes. Yes. Or yes.
Yes.
No. Yes. Has your character played one of the leading roles in Friends?
No.
Uh-oh. Is your character blonde?
No.
Probably. Probably not.
Probably not.
Probably
no,
not.
I don't think so. No.
All right.
But that's fine.
Question 14, is your character currently more than 50 years old? These are all the same questions. What is it about these questions?
It's a part of the algorithm. No.
Is your character, question 15.
Okay.
This is where they start getting different.
Okay.
Is your character linked with medicine?
No.
Probably, probably not. Don't know? No.
No.
Okay. Does your character have a famous brother or sister?
Oh.
That's not an option.
This is question 16.
Hold on, let me look. No.
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 No. No.
That sounds like probably not.
It's no.
All right. Mark a no. Does your character mostly play in comedies?
Yes.
Is your character from The Office?
No.
Oh, I think I know who your character is.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No.
Does the last name start with an E?
No.
Really?
No.
Is your character from The Office?
No.
Okay. Is your character a native Spanish speaker?
No.
Is your character fat?
No.
Is your character blonde? It's question 21.
You might ask me this.
I'm just saying.
No.
It's question 21.
She's
no.
not. No.
Is your character a redhead?
No.
Has your character played in the TV show that takes place in New York?
No.
Something's gone wrong here. Question 23. That was question 23. 24, is your character white?
Yes.
Is your character more than 40 years old?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Was your character in Full House back in the day?
No. God, no.
No. God, no. Can your character cast spells?
No.
You are blowing the genie's mind.
Good.
Question 28. Is your character still working?
Yes.
Is your character in funny TV shows?
Yes.
He asked this, right?
Yes. If he doesn't get it at 40, I'm not playing this game
anymore. Was your character famous as a kid?
No.
He has a guess.
Okay.
Question 29. Lauren Graham?
Nope.
She stumped the genie.
Who's Lauren Graham?
I don't know who it is either.
Is that Lorelai Geller?
Yeah.
Lorelai
from
Gilmore Girls. Lorelai Gilmore.
Oh, the older yeah. sister?
No.
The mom?
Mine was my girl crush, Katherine Hahn.
Oh. Ooh.
So.
Huh.
Huh.
Well, there. Didn't.
Yeah, you suck, Jeannie.
Apparently picked a shitty.
Should I pick one?
No, I don't think that we've had enough of this game yet.
Okay. Well, Jeannie, batting 500 here on the show. Then they give you, say no, and then he takes five more guesses so he can put it into the database.
Nope, wrong. So
and
there are
Kimberly Williams Paisley, married to Brad Paisley, Patricia Heaton,
no.
Jane Leaves, Leah Remini, or Sofia Vergara.
None of those people. He asked me if any of that was Spanish speaking, and Sofia.
And you said no.
I said no. Yeah, well, your game's dumb.
Obviously, I don't know your character. Thank you for telling me his or her name in the field below for me to do research.
No, don't tell him.
Okay.
No, not helpful.
Suck it, Jeannie. There you go.
Yeah. That game took all the wind out of me. I'm ready to go to bed.
Wow. Can we play like a fun game like...
Truth
like,
or Dare?
Ooh.
No, I was joking.
It's too dark for Truth or Dare. No, it's creepy.
Well, we'll just do Truth or Truth.
Oh, okay. Never Have I Ever? That's like Truth
can
or
you,
Truth.
Can you look up some Never Have I Ever questions? Because I don't like coming up with them off the top of my head.
I'll do it. Chick, get off your computer.
I'll do it.
You're Tom Griswold in the shit out of this podcast.
What are you talking about?
Get off your computer.
Never Have I Ever.
I bet we can do it faster than he can.
Oh, now it's a contest. I love this. Never Have I Ever question.
Never Have I Ever
smoked weed.
A cockroach on me.
Shave my balls.
Never.
Never.
Have you ever shaved your balls, Caitlin?
No.
No balls.
I have never
shaved mine, but I've kept a very neat house. At
have
one
I
point.
Ever shaved...
Someone else's balls.
Like some balls?
Yes, like some
on
balls.
On a person or on an animal?
No, I never have. I'm just kidding.
You're fucking lying.
Have I...
Okay.
Never
have I ever... been dumpster diving.
Never.
Never.
I've been a spotter.
I've never been to Goodwill. Is that the same thing?
I've been a Feels spotter. Like it. I've been a spotter.
I've been a spotter. I never dove.
No.
Never have I ever been in handcuffs.
Never.
Never.
I have.
Yeah, we know.
What does that mean?
It's just that we know.
Does she know? She doesn't know. You don't know I've been in handcuffs, do you?
Yeah, she kind of knows.
Yeah. Honestly, it seemed right, so I just shook my head.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Never have I ever tried to discreetly pick a wedgie in public.
No, because I don't discreetly do it. I just pick it.
I can do that in a very discreet way. I feel like I'm very confident and I have it down.
Have you ever had a wedgie?
Yeah. I get a wedgie all the time.
How could you possibly get a wedgie in that tiny ass crack?
Look, I realize I don't have much of a butt. But I have gotten a wedgie because I wear a nice, I like a solid foundation down there.
Yeah, and you have really long, like your underwear's long.
And
is it
I have
really?
Boxer yeah. briefs. I love the boxer brief. And
Matt wears boxer briefs.
There, see?
But his are almost like bloomers, like they're down to his knees.
They're not bloomers
Matt's
at
got
all.
A fat ass, so they're a little shorter.
Yeah. They're like boy shorts.
Yeah. I love wearing boxer briefs to bed, man.
That's what. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Like, as a woman,
yes,
woo,
that's
love
comfortable.
It.
What about granny panties? Wear granny panties to bed?
Yes,
I do have granny panties. That's one of my favorite jokes, though. When you, is your butt hungry? No, why? Because it's eating your underwear. When somebody has a wedgie.
This right now, I don't know what we're going to name this episode, but it's one of the stupidest podcasts we've ever done.
Yeah. Is your butt hungry? No.
It's eating your underwear.
It's eating your underwear. I think that's funny.
Have you ever gone in public without your bra?
Oh, my God.
No.
Yes.
I don't want to scare the children.
I tweeted about it.
You go brawless all the time.
I have brawless
Matt
all the time.
Matt calls it brawless and lawless.
And you say brawless and flawless.
Yes, bitch. Yeah.
I remember I tweeted something about going to like going through school pickup or drop off without a bra on one time. And somebody was like, you are a classless, worthless, like just reamed me on Twitter. And I'm pretty sure I was like,
what?
All right, I'm done. And I was off Twitter for like 2 years because of it.
Oh, my God.
Never have I ever had a crush on a guy or a girl before the age of 12.
Oh, I had hella crushes.
Yeah, right? I crushed hard.
I wrote a poem about Drew in the first grade.
Aww.
And my mom and I recently found it, and it says, Drew, 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 you are the sun, you are the moon, Drew, Drew, Drew. I wrote that in the first grade.
That's serious.
That's pretty good.
I know. I thought so, too.
I didn't write her anything, but I was in love with Molly Turner.
Ooh, that's a great name.
Shit, it really is. That's like a great porn name, a great girl next door name. A
little brown-haired
girl.
That's
true.
A great actress name.
And I think I saw her.
No, you didn't.
Yes, in. Can I finish?
Can I finish?
Can I finish?
Can I finish?
In like, this was fourth grade. So I think I saw her like 20 years later. In a Ponderosa Steakhouse.
24th grade.
I literally was thinking the same. And I kept staring at her, and it creeped her out, and she left the restaurant.
Rightfully so.
Yep.
My first boyfriend was in kindergarten, and his name is Kevin Barnes.
Oh, shit, Kevin.
And I loved him. And if he is still in Indianapolis, I need to know.
Kevin
Barnes. I'm looking for three old boyfriends. I'm looking for Kevin Barnes. I'm looking for Lamont Satterfield and Jamal Satterfield. Any of those three gentlemen. Yes, the other two are brothers.
You dated
loved
both of them?
All, loved all of them. I need to find them.
Lamont and who?
Jamal Satterfield.
All right.
I need to know. Let me, I have one. Can I go?
Yeah, go. Caitlin, you got any? What's your problem? Where's your...
I didn't know we were all doing this collectively.
Never have I ever laughed so hard I peed my pants.
No, I have.
I haven't laughed so hard I peed my pants, but I've peed my pants.
As an adult?
Yeah.
Mm. That's too bad.
I'd been overserved.
Oh, no.
Oh, geez.
That's embarrassing.
Yikes.
I have never drunkenly peed my pants.
Me neither.
Never.
Never drunkenly peed my pants. Peed myself regularly, like just on an average day, all the time.
This only happened once.
I have.
Sorry.
Jeez.
Cough buttons. That's, we need to put that on the list of things.
Oh, wait a minute. Will this make a difference?
A little bit.
Okay, a little bit. Yeah.
I have peed.
Oh, my God, there's a lot of rum in this.
Because I've waited too long. Because I get busy doing other things. I'm like a child. Like, I'm too busy to go pee.
You talk about that with pooping, though. Don't you do, like, drive-by poops?
Everything is... No, that's Addie. She shits like a goose. She just keeps walking.
it is pretty amazing
like
the way she...
That's, like, top five funniest things that you regularly say. I love when you do, like, the, like, movement with it. Yeah.
Well, because we always just say, like, she just... This is going to scar her as an adult, I know. But she just, like, she just waves her butt across the toilet. Like, it's just, like, done. I'm out of here.
It's amazing.
She will not spend any additional time in there.
Like, I wish I didn't have to.
If she sees reading material in there from her brother, she's like, why? Why would you want to stay in here? Why would you want to do that?
Yeah.
Have you ever been around anyone who insists on leaving the door open? Or maybe that's the wrong way to put it. Maybe... Doesn't think to shut the door.
No, an open door dumper.
An open door policy.
An open door dumper.
Matthew J.
Hendershot leaves it open
all the time.
Does he talk to you?
Yes.
You know who did?
Every day.
You know who also did this?
Poops with the door, and we only have one bathroom in our house. It's the most stressful thing. Or like, I'll be in the shower.
And he'll come in and poop?
And he'll come in and poop next to me. And it's steamy.
No.
And I yell at him every time.
You know
and
what?
And he'll say, oh, I could. And he like plays the victim. Like, you want me to hold it? Like, I had to go so bad.
See his half smile. Yeah. Like, right now.
Just
he's
a little
that, yeah.
dickhead.
Part of me is incredibly disgusted, but there's a bigger part of me that's so jealous of your relationship, I could go mad.
It's sickening. That's
something else. All right.
I am not an open door dumper.
Honestly, he's made me a little bit more comfortable. Like, sometimes I'll look at him and, like, we barge in on each other on the in the bathroom all the time because we only have one. Like, we've got shit to say to each other. So sometimes I'll have to look at him and say, like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I need you to leave me alone for a little bit, please. Like, don't barge in.
Well, that's a thing with kids, too, is that I promise you they won't talk to me for hours. On like a, on a Saturday afternoon, and the minute they hear my bathroom door close, they're like, Mom, what are you doing? And then you see like a cat paw and a kid hand, and you're like, what the fuck are you guys doing? What are you doing in there? Cocaine. I'm doing cocaine.
I
Leave
wish.
Me alone.
Can I do some cocaine in private, please?
Right.
Yeah.
What am I hearing?
I don't either.
I think you hit the play thing on your iPad.
Did I?
We all looked up and started looking around the room like, where is this coming from? It's gone.
Never have I ever dropped my phone in the toilet.
Oh, I have. Like, all the time. Like, 4 times.
I know I've done it once, and I was able to get it out, and it recovered.
I did that so many times in high school that, like, I would walk into the Verizon store, and they'd be like, oh. Yep, drop it in the toilet. Yes, I did.
I don't have any.
You don't have any more?
Never have I ever thrown up on a person.
I don't think so.
I've had someone's thrown up on me.
A child?
When they were a baby, yeah.
No.
I have thrown up on an adult this year, this calendar year. Inadvertently.
2017, you threw up on someone.
Puking out the window of the car, and it blew back in all over the driver.
Yeah.
Well, I think this is as good a spot as any to end this week's
puking
podcast.
On people? That's where we're going to end?
Well, it's better than shitting on people, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
Definitely not done that.
No, I haven't
either. I don't know what to do with what you've told me.
I haven't either.
I don't.
Have you ever pooped your pants?
There was an incident.
I was close today.
Really?
I have it timed after the show in the morning. I have it timed. I get
it's
here.
Called the post show poop.
I call it PSP. Most people say it with PlayStation, but PlayStation
That's
Portable.
Hilarious.
PSP. And it's a good. It's rarely I. Post show poops are the. Where you want it to be, because you don't want during show poops.
I wouldn't have enough time.
For God's sake, they need me.
I'm a slow pooper.
Me too.
Are you really?
Me too. No. I like to take my time.
No, but here
it's a stressful situation
for me. It's a very stressful situation for Jake because I'll go, okay, show's over 10:05, 10:06. I'll wait. And I'll call him at like 10:20. I'm like, hey, what's up?
And there'll be a faint echo.
Yeah, he'll be like, he'll go, hello? And I was like, what's. What are you in a meeting? What's wrong? No, I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait until I got home to poop. I had to poop here at the station.
Aw, is that just? Well, you've
and
been
then
pooping
I go,
in that same bathroom for how long?
You don't have to answer the phone while
yeah,
you're pooping.
Right.
Oh, the one at the show.
Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah.
Are you comfortable in that bathroom?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Every now and then that
yeah, like why? Where do you put your phone that it's easily answerable while you're pooping?
In his hand while he's reading.
Well, you know the nickname for Twitter is Shitter. I mean, that's where I think that's where 95% of people absolutely check Twitter when they're in the bathroom.
I'm the 5%.
I definitely don't. I
respect you.
Oh, wait, Karen just texted me again, guys.
And I think you're a good friend, but I don't believe you.
No, I don't. No,
You know how dirty it is to go to the bathroom and be on your phone and then put that phone up to your face?
I keep hearing this stuff about how dirty things are in the bathroom.
I don't like them to be dirty.
They help your immune system.
Caitlin Kopetsky, K Kopetsky on all our social platforms. Jess Hooker _ on Instagram. The Jess Expo on Twitter. I'm Chick McGee. This has been the Chick McGee Show. If you tell anybody about this episode, just tell them you should probably listen to it because it's kind of hard to explain, including this final song. This is Augustana. Good night, everybody.
Tears are shed, swords you must have crossed yourself.